Sherlock.
Sherlock. There is nothing wrong with me, do you understand?
You want me to prove it, yes? Looking for a dog, yes, great big dog, that's your brilliant theory. Shashalish, yeah, good, excellent, yes, where should we start?
How about them? The sentimental widow and her son, the unemployed fisherman.
The answer's yes.
Yes?
She's got a West Highland Terrier called Whiskey, not exactly what we're looking for.
Sherlock, for God's sake.
Look at the jumper he's wearing, hardly worn. Clearly he's uncomfortable in it.
Maybe it's because of the material, more likely the hideous pattern suggests it's a present, probably Christmas.
So he wants into his mother's good books. Why? Almost certainly money.
He's treating her to a meal, but his own portion is small. That means he wants to impress her, but he's trying to economize on his own food.
Well, maybe he's just not hungry.
No, small plate, starter. He's practically licked it clean. She's nearly finished her pavlova. If she treated him, he'd have as much as he wanted. He's hungry, all right, not well off. You can tell that by the state of his cuffs and shoes.
How do you know she's his mother?
Who else would give him a Christmas present like that? Well, it could be an aunt or an older sister, but mother's more likely. Now, he was a fisherman, scarring pattern on his hands, very distinctive fish hooks. They're all quite old now, it suggests he's been unemployed for some time. Not much industry in this part of the world, so he turned to his widowed mother for help.
Widowed?
Yes, obviously. She's got a man's wedding ring on a chain around her neck. Clearly, her late husband's been too big for her finger. She's well dressed, but her jewelry's cheap. She could afford better, but she's kept it sentimental. Now, the dog, tiny little hairs all over the leg from where it gets a little bit too friendly. No hairs above the knees, suggesting it's a small dog, probably a terrier. In fact, it is a West Highland Terrier called Whiskey. How the hell do you know that, Sherlock? Because she was on the same train as us, and I heard her calling its name, and that's not cheating. That's listening. I use my senses, John, unlike some people. So you see, I am fine. In fact, I've never been better. So just leave me alone.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, why would you listen to me? I'm just your friend.
I don't have friends.
Nah. Wonder why.